Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hope you're right today. All back to normal after your bank holiday. Hello, Chopper.
You all right?
Yeah, you?
Yeah, very good, very good.
I heard you and Dave yesterday.
And?
Saying that I hadn't been in touch since the Young Farmers AGM gig that I played on Saturday night. When do I ever text you over weekend after I've done my gig just to let you know I'm all right?
No, it's not like you ring me to let me know you've got home safe, but yeah. Occasionally you will text, not after a gig, but sometime over a weekend. And I know how vigorous and boisterous they can be at the Young Farmers thing, so I was just slightly concerned for you.
It was brilliant. In the Winter Gardens in Blackpool. What an amazing venue. And Young Farmers, they love it, don't they?
They do, yeah.
They love it.
Did you have anything thrown at you?
Beer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's quite normal, though. Is that a sign of affection?
Yeah, they love you.
I went to the zoo yesterday.
Why did you do that?
Just because one of my mates thought it'd be a good idea. It's a nice bank holiday thing to do. Right. And I was listening to Radio 1 quite a lot yesterday. Loads of people were being mentioned that were going to the zoo. Going to the zoo is back.
Is it really on, is
it's
it?
It's on, yeah.
Okay.
So I went to Dudley Zoo yesterday in the West Midlands, and I met a Dr. Dudley. He's a real doctor, and he was wearing a kind of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here style hat.
Right.
And he showed me, he made me touch a snake.
Did he?
Yeah. I went stiff like last time when you made me touch them, and I got to play with some lemurs, and they are very cool.
What's a lemur like? Is a lemur like a monkey?
Kind of, yeah. They just jump at you. They jump at your head and then land on it and climb all over you. It's good fun. Anyway, that
sounds horrendous.
No, it was good. I had a really good day at the zoo. And at least two people I know spent most of the weekend in a dark room playing Grand Theft Auto. They know who they are. Now, if anyone else has done that, I know there'll be a lot of people that have. Can I just say, it's now time to come out again, right? The bank holiday is over. Everything needs to get back to normal, okay? Open the curtains, open the door to your house, and interact with real people again. If this was you, I need to confess now on 81199. I bet you haven't changed or had a wash either.
Do you think playing Grand Theft Auto is weirder than going to the zoo and playing with snakes? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying it's weird. I'm just saying that people are, at least I was getting out there. I was meeting people.
You were meeting animals.
I was meeting animals and people. These people have just sat on a console all weekend.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Sarah Lee.
Who?
Sarah Lee.
Sarah Lee.
Sarah Lee. Off
Sarah
of cakes.
Lee. Yes, like the cake.
Okay, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm just mourning the loss of my boyfriend to Grand Theft Auto 4.
I was wondering what to say for a second then. Was it like all weekend?
Yeah, near enough.
But it was like the best weekend of the year. The sun came out for the first time.
I know. Buying it for him for his birthday, but I know.
You've only got yourself to blame, haven't you?
I know. It's all my fault.
Did you get any kind of interaction from him at all?
Just a few grunts and what do you want for dinner, and that was about it.
Yeah, but it's important that you don't live in each other's pockets and that you both have, you know, some spare time each, you know?
Yeah, I know, but sitting in front of the TV glued to it for the past 3 days, you know, unshaven, still in his pyjamas.
Really?
Disgusting, really.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Did he have a wash at all over the weekend?
I don't know. I didn't really see him, to be fair.
No. But he was wearing the same clothes for about 3 days.
You could say that, yeah.
Beautiful.
He loved it a little bit too much.
And what did you do all weekend?
I sat in the garden. I did sociable things.
What, by yourself?
By myself.
You do, talk to the trees.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you banned him from it tonight now when he gets in?
I am going to ban him from it, yes. I'm going to drag him out to do some food shopping. Oh, the excitement of it all.
Way!
He needs to get back on and play.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. He's going to be back on it tonight anyway. Anyway, I love you, Sarah Lee, off of cakes.
Love you too.
Bye. Hello. Ben.
Hi.
Hi, Ben. Where are you?
Just in Otley. In Yorkshire.
Okay, have you been doing the Grand Theft thing this weekend?
Only yesterday, yeah. I spent all day in a room, yeah.
Dark room?
Yeah, dark room.
Same clothes you've been wearing for a few days?
No, I changed. I've hung over as well, you see, so the dark room, I'd have played it in the light if I hadn't been hung over.
Oh, right, okay. So you did...
That's all right, then.
You did Grand Theft Auto all day?
Yeah.
And then what, did you go out in the evening, or...?
Yeah, went out, did a pub quiz, played a bit of croquet in the evening, and then went to a pub quiz.
How very sociable.
Oh, I say.
bit of Grand Theft Auto in the daytime, bit of croquet in the evening.
Exactly, a bit of croquet in the evening, nothing like it.
I love it.
I bet you're the only person in this country that did Grand Theft Auto in the day and croquet at night.
Hopefully, yeah.
No, we'll get loads of texts now. Actually, I played croquet as well yesterday evening. Radio 1 Podcast. Well, I love this story. This is my favourite for some time. I don't know when this happened, but someone just sent this to me. I don't know if you've heard about this already. Okay, let's say, okay, that your girlfriend's dad was really rich, okay?
Yeah.
So you kind of sneakily stole one of his checks, okay, wrote it out to yourself, and then tried to cash it, okay?
Yeah.
Down the bank.
Yeah.
All right? Not that you should do that.
No.
Because that's taking advantage of... the fact that your girlfriend's dad is really rich. Mm. But let's say that you had did that, right?
Okay.
Right. How much would you write the cheque out for, okay? What do you think?
Well, if he's very, very rich, I'd maybe just do maybe 1,000, 2,000.
You wouldn't go that high, would you, really?
I think you'd start with small amounts. Not that I've done this often, but you'd start with small amounts and then try and build up a bit.
Yeah. Right. There's a guy in America who... tried to pass a cheque through at a bank for $360 billion. I love this bit. Employees at the Chase Bank grew suspicious after seeing all those zeros. 10 to be exact. Now, you'd go quite low, wouldn't you? If you're trying to get a cheque through, you won't put 360... and just get away with it, would you? Or is that just me?
Isn't that more, surely, than anybody is worth in the whole world?
Probably.
Isn't
it? It's probably not even that... He can't be that rich. That's not... Like, you wouldn't do that.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Did I hear Chappers? Is he the voice of Grand Designs Live? It is true. Yes, you are, aren't you?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Yeah. What happened there then? That's good, that, isn't it?
What do you mean what happened there?
No,
I got a call saying, do you want to be the voice of Grand Designs Live? And I said, yes, thanks very much.
You're doing a lot. Your TV thing's going through the roof at the moment.
Well, voiceover.
When sport goes bad.
Yeah.
Italian football. And you were offered another thing, I understand, at the weekend.
Yes.
Why not tell us about that?
I was asked if I wanted to do...
Brace yourselves, everyone.
If I wanted to do... Have you got a drum roll or anything? No.
No.
If I wanted to do... celebrity gladiators.
Yeah. Oh, I would have loved that. Yeah. But you're going to do it, obviously.
Unfortunately, it clashes with some other things that I'm doing, so I'm not able to do it, but maybe in the future.
I would so... Please, you've got to.
You just want to see me in Lycra, don't you?
I just think I'd...
Getting battered by Wolf.
I would love that.
Or whoever it is.
Wolf still on it?
Even if he's 60, he could still beat me now.
Now I'm turning annoyed because I didn't get asked.
You wanted to be battered by Wolf.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Can I ask you, have you ever been got by one of those, you know, the people that make eye contact with you on the street, the charity people?
Mm-hmm.
They call them chuggers, don't they?
Do they?
Charity muggers.
Do they? Hey, I'd heard that before.
Can I just have a few valuable moments of your time?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow. In the early days of them, yes, I did, and then I got wise to them.
Right, okay. Now, I got stopped by one a while ago now,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up signing up to give them some money. As you do. Well, I do.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because, you know, they're very...
You gave somebody else money?
Yes, they're very insistent. Now, how much do you give for that kind of thing? Because I didn't know.
Why don't you just tell us what you gave?
Right, well, here's the thing. They say... How much would you like to donate? And I don't want to... You don't want to seem stingy, do you? So I say, £20?
Mm.
And then the person goes, oh, that's so generous, thank you so much. And I'm like, oh, rubbish, I could have got away with a lot less than that. But you, after you've committed to the £20, you can't then say, actually, I'll make it less, if that's all right.
No.
Can you?
So you gave £20 to charity once.
So I have now signed up to this charity, giving them quite a lot of cash every month, okay?
£20 a month?
A month, yeah. I know.
Wow, God.
But then, once you've started, they don't leave you alone. A few weeks later, I get another call from them saying how they're, you know, very grateful for my monthly donation. But now would I consider giving more? You want more? You want more than £20 a month? But then they go into a whole thing on the phone about the amazing work that the charity does. So you can't say no, can you?
What did you up it to? 22?
Well, I say, all right then. Okay, yeah, more's fine. And they say, how much more would you like to donate? Mm. And they've got me again there, haven't they? What do you say? Because you don't want to sound stingy. They've got you in a corner.
So what did you go up to there?
I say, I'll give you another 20 quid. And then the woman on the phone again goes, "That, thank you so much, Mr. Mills, that's so generous." And I'm like, go! I could have given less again.
So you're at £40 a month now.
What is the usual amount that people give each month, do you think?
Am I being fleeced? Are you being fleeced by a charity?
Yeah.
What, £40 a month?
I'm just wondering how many other people are like me and they...
Well, very few, because not many are on 586 grand a year.
Yeah, see, when I was going to talk about this, I had a bet in my head, when the salary that's made up was going to be mentioned.
I was just holding back for a while.
You did well, though.
Yeah,
I've got like at least 2 minutes into my story there. Is it just me that can't say no? Am I the only person that... Good morning. Am I the only person that will just give anybody money? So what I've done today, we decided we'd make up a charity, right?
Yeah.
And we've called some people to see if they can say no or if it is just me. Radio 1 Podcast. Right, I'm being called a mug on 81199. Fleeced. Robbed, Mills. The average... I mean, you lot are very generous. Not as generous as me, but you are. You are generous. A lot of people do give money to charity, but the average seems to be, from the Radio 1 listeners, just judging by what it says in the text, about £2 or £3 a month.
Not 40.
Not 40, no. So what we've done today is we've made up our own charity and called people to see if they would donate. Or am I the only person in the world who will just give anybody money? Are there other people like me who just cannot say no? Now, started off with this, and I thought, well, if anyone's going to go for this, it's going to be my mum, because she's been fairly gullible in the past, hasn't she? So we got Becky, who works on the show, to call up as our chugger and see if my mum would go for it. Would she give him the cash?
Hello?
Hello, is that Mrs. Mills?
Yeah.
Hello, my name's Becky. I'm calling from the CTS, the Camel Toe Society.
Sorry, what?
The Camel Toe Society, the CTS.
Right.
We're a charity. We work with women suffering from the condition camel toe.
Right.
Do you know anyone who suffers from it?
No, I'm afraid I don't.
Each year we help thousands of women who suffer from this terrible, terrible condition.
No, I'm sorry, I can't help you, I'm afraid.
All right, it's a donation. It would just be of £2 a month. It could seriously help women suffering from camel toe. I used to suffer from it myself.
I actually already do a charity donation, so I wouldn't want to be doing any more, thank you.
Okay, it's quite a horrible condition.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Have you ever suffered from it yourself?
Sorry?
Have you ever suffered from camel toe yourself?
I don't think so, no, not as far as I'm aware.
Well, that's the thing, you see. Sometimes you don't even know that you've got it. I was completely unaware I had the condition for a very long time.
Right.
Just everybody was staring at me all the time, and eventually I thought that something was wrong. It's really hard to describe. It was just like a huge gash threatening to engulf my life.
Okay.
Right, she's gone. Now, that the bit there with my mum, okay?
Oh, yes.
When she asks, do you know anyone with camel toe? She goes, I'm afraid I don't. Well, I'd love to. Right, and we called some Americans, see if they'd go for it, or it's just me that can't say no.
Good morning.
I was wondering if you can help me. My name's Becky. I'm calling from the CTS, the Camel Toe Society.
Okay.
We're a charity. We do work with women suffering from the condition camel toe. Do you know anyone who suffers from it?
No, I don't even know what it is.
It's also a condition known as crotch outline syndrome.
No, I do not know anything about it.
I used to suffer from it myself, to be honest. It was hard to describe what it was like. It was just like a huge gash that was threatening to engulf my life. Do you know what I mean?
No, but hold on.
Do you have a sincere interest in helping others? Do you want to be in complete control of your future? Do you have an outgoing personality?
Hello, this is Casey.
Hello, my name's Becky. I'm calling from the CTS, the Camel Toe Society.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering if you could donate $5 a month just to help a woman suffering from camel toe. It would just help them lead a really normal life.
We don't make the decisions on our charities. Our corporate office does that.
Oh, okay. Are you aware of the condition?
Yes.
Have you ever suffered from it?
No.
Oh, I have.
But, yeah, so, yeah, you'll have to talk to our corporate office.
Okay, but it is...
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right, okay, so...
So they said no as
she
well.
She said no. I'm paying £40 a month.
And yet Becky sounds so knowledgeable and authoritative.
So the Americans, they'd say no. What about France?
We're a charity, we're just trying to help.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not available to give any money.
I used to have camel toe, it's a horrible condition.
I'm sure it is, I'm really sorry, but...
No, they're not on. Germany?
Do you know anyone who suffers from camel toe?
Just the moment.
Just thinking about it. Do I or not?
Yeah. Because I don't know. What do you like?
It's also known as crotch outline syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Don't understand. Sorry.
Okay. No. Okay, one more then. Spain?
My name is Becky. I'm calling from the CTS.
¿Cómo dice joven?
The Camel Toe Society.
No lo entiendo.
¿Habla inglés?
No.
Oh. We're a charity. We work with women suffering from the condition camel toe.
No puedo contestarle. Venga, hasta luego.
Do you speak English? No? Okay, well, we're a charity.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So, I'm very pleased to announce that it's all sorted and Wing is going to be on the BBC introducing stage on the Sunday at Radio 1's big weekend in Maidstone. She's our favourite singer. If you've not seen her perform before and you want a little bit of a taster before the big weekend, just look up Wing on YouTube. She's been on South Park and everything. Is it In the Ghetto, the one she does, that's particularly good, if you look that one up? So, it's all sorted. She is flying from New Zealand tomorrow morning. Bit of time to get over the jet lag, and then she'll be on stage on the Sunday. Now, we were talking earlier on about how I really can't say no to anyone that wants money. The same thing's going to happen again, isn't it? She'll come over, and she seems such a sweet lady, but I think she's going to bleed me dry. I'm going to be fleeced again. Do you think she's really calculated? She's turned up with like a big fur coat on.
I think
cigarette in a holder, sunglasses indoors all the time.
You can talk. I think...
Don't wear sunglasses indoors. I don't wear fur coats.
No, you don't wear fur coats, no. But you do wear sunglasses indoors.
I have got a cigarette holder. No, I haven't.
What clauses have you put into her contract about to make sure she doesn't fleece you? Is it still that just that one thing, you're not allowed to have anything from the minibar?
Well, she's been on to Becky, who works on the show. Hi, Rebecca. How is the weather in your place right now? I'll stay quietly in my hotel.
Oh.
So when she's not performing, she's just going to be sat on the bed, like rocking back and forth, waiting for a big moment in Maidstone. But that's so sweet. She's going to just sit quietly when she's not performing. Mm. I think she's trying to say, look, I'm not going to drink the minibar, etc., order room service. I think that's what she's trying to say from that. She'll just be there on her own, watching a bit of CNN or whatever.
That's what she's telling you. In fact, she'll have room service, order the films, everything.
The films will be on. Anyway, I'm very much looking forward to seeing Wing.
According to some people on text, her UK tour starts in Aberdeen on the
14th. No, it does not.
Is that not right? I'd love it if she's booked a UK tour on the back of you paying for it to come over.
Once again, fleeced. I've flown her all the way from New Zealand. She's sorted herself a UK tour at Chicago Rock Cafe in the meantime. Anyway, a lot of people, the Young Farmers in Blackpool on Saturday, they're all have banners going, Where's Wing? So a lot of people very, very excited about it. Not all 4,000 of them, probably about four people actually, but some people had banners.
Radio 1 podcast.
Oh, it's been good this week on Beat the Star. Vernon's show on ITV, which is amazing, made in Germany. It's a German idea, and obviously they're laughing.
Is this the theme tune?
No. I'd love it if it was. You need to watch it more often. Right, you're a German TV exec. You're the same German TV exec that sold the idea to ITV. How are you feeling right now?
I'm very happy with myself.
Yeah. They bought it. Right, so
made lots of money out of the stupid English.
They did a great game last week involving a sausage and Darren Goff. We think they only invented the game, so Vernon had to say this.
Darren, let's see your sausage.
And this?
Let's see your sausage, Darren.
Oh, you'd be gutted. Oh. Right, do you want to hear this week's game?
Yes.
Okay, here it is.
Gentlemen, if you'd like to take a seat, please, I'll explain to you the rules of Blind Man's Buffet.
That's right, it's Blind Man's Buffet.
God.
Would you like to know the rules?
I'd love to.
You're both going to be blindfolded, and you both have to identify a number of individual ingredients from one spoon.
It's simple, but I like it. So they get three different things on a spoon, put it in their mouth, and they have to guess what it is.
So three different things on the same spoon?
Yes.
Okay.
Brenton is playing for the cash. Mark is playing to protect his Olympic reputation. Neither wants to leave here tonight a loser.
What? Hey, he's an Olympic swimmer who's broken world records.
Yeah.
Do you know what? His Olympic reputation is still intact
I
for
think
me.
It's, yeah, me too.
Whether he guesses that there's some quiche on a spoon or not.
Yeah. So, celebrity swimmer, what's his name? Mark?
Foster.
Mark Foster, yeah.
One of the greatest swimmers that we've produced over the last 30 years.
So his motivation is to try and stop this nice member of the public from winning money.
And his Olympic reputation
and
is on the line.
On the line. Okay, now, this is the moment where the glamorous German babe brings on the spoon.
Okay. Yeah.
Listen how long they clap for.
Let's bring on Laura and the second spoon in Blindman's Buffet.
That's a long clap for a spoon,
isn't it? Yeah.
Just a spoon.
I don't think a spoon's ever got that applause before.
No.
Open wide. Good luck.
Okay.
Now who's he talking to? Has Laura got off again?
Open wide. Good luck.
Right, okay. So here's Mark, the swimmer dude, doing Blind Man's Buffet. Yeah.
Blind Man's Buffet, spoon number one.
Definitely baked beans. What is that?
What does it feel like? What does it taste like, Mark?
It's like a bit of bread, but I don't feel good.
I love the music.
Marshmallow. Baked beans, marshmallow.
What's the third ingredient?
I don't know, I've got Aveeno.
There's no more, Mark.
I'm going for ham.
Ham.
I thought you thought it was bread. Originally, they laughed when he thought it was bread. I've never heard laughter before.
That's like the funniest thing anyone's ever said.
Really, it was up there with the applause for the spoon. Right, so beans, ham, and
I love
something
this show.
Else.
Bread. I do like the restaurant music, like the piano in the background as well. It's amazing.
I wish this was an Olympic sport. I really do.
Vernon, you've lost it.
You don't, Vernon, do you, really?
He doesn't.
You know?
You can see the
if they
pound
can't get
sign
darts,
in his eyes.
If they can't get darts in as an Olympic sport, they ain't going to get this in.
Here's the contestant doing it.
Talk us through the textures, the flavours.
One, I think.
Go on, I'll put my hand over your mouth. One is?
Baked beans.
We need 3 ounces from you.
Got it.
Oh, you've got it. Oh, come on, not another one. We can't make a competitor sick twice in one show.
All right. Baked beans, chicken and marshmallow.
Oh, God, I can see you're on the edge of your seat.
I'm really tense here.
Once again, we think they've only invented the game, so Vernon could say this to Brenton, the contestant.
Can I get this out of my mouth, please?
Swallow it. Swallow it. Come on. Mm-hmm. You're a man, aren't you?
There we are. Oh, that was the highlights of this week's Beat the Star.
Do you have the answers?
Why do you want the answers?
Well, I want to know.
Why do you care?
I want to know what was on the spoon.
I don't know. You don't.
Because at the moment, I'm trying to decide whether Mark Foster deserves his Olympic reputation or not.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fair enough. I'll try and find out.
Was it ham or not?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Lots of good stuff on the radio over this weekend on Radio 1. Chappers and Dave were on. That's always good. And
Please need to be that sarcastic.
Though. No, I was just saying I heard all the live music from the previous big weekend as well. That was good.
Yeah.
However, it's all been going on other stations as well. Bit of innuendo bingo from Radio 4 over the weekend.
Now, they do reflect the preferences of the young Richard II, who enjoyed the taste of beaver.
On 5 Live, there was some football commentary.
Yeah.
Now, I noticed what they've done now to make football commentary on the radio a little bit more exciting on 5 Live is they've drafted in some comedians to make it a little bit more exciting.
Right.
Which I think is a really good idea.
Okay.
So this weekend, on one of the matches, they had Paul O'Grady on.
Did they?
Yeah. Listen.
I know we're looking at Manchester United and Chelsea going for the title. Arsenal could still finish second.
Well, it could, yeah. I mean, that's how tight it's been all season. That you look back to Liverpool, they're, what, 10 points behind Arsenal with a game in hand, I think.
Yeah.
But you look at Liverpool's results, you know, at home, they've drawn lots and lots of games that you wouldn't expect them to do. They've been beat away at Reading 3-1. They've drawn with Birmingham here. So they've dropped some silly points. I mean, that's no disrespect to them teams, but if you're a Liverpool and you want to go for the title, you've got to be beating them teams at home, because the likes of Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea, they don't slip up against teams like that.
It's Lily Savage.
All I want is mineral water. But what does that say on there? I don't want St. Michael's. I want Safeways, I said. Do you hear me? Oh. And also want it sparkling. My dog will not drink still mineral water. Take it away.
I would listen to the football on 5 Live
more. If Paul O'Grady did it more.
If they had Paul O'Grady commentating a bit more. Okay. Lily, or football commentator, you be the judge.
The likes of Man United, Arsenal, Chelsea, they don't slip up against teams like that.
Okay, that was Lily Savage.
My dog will not drink still mineral water.
Yeah, and there's the commentator. Do you know who that was?
Yeah.
Paul O'Grady.
No, do you want to know who it was? Craig Hignett.
Oh, okay. Have you ever met him and mentioned him that he does sound a little bit like Lily Savage?
No. Do you know who he is?
No.
No, obviously not. No, I've never met him.
Also, Becky, who works on the show, is listening to Southern Counties Radio at the weekend.
She knows how to live, doesn't she?
Woohoo!
You know, sometimes I don't think we need to call her Wacky Becky when you hear stuff like that.
Now, I don't know what's happening on this this radio show that Becky happened to catch on BBC Southern Counties Radio, but I think it is absolutely amazing, and that our show should be more like this.
Okay.
And I know we're all having a little meeting tonight to discuss, you know, things that are upcoming on the show. One of my ideas is to make it more like this. Check what is going on here. Have a listen.
So you sort of like, you came down the M6 onto the M40, round the 25, along the M4.
For goodness sake.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, excuse me. What have we got in here now? There's some kind of duck. It's ridiculous. Shelley, hopefully
we always
that
thought
sense.
He was a bit quackers, didn't we?
What is that?
I don't know, the computer's in a right old state today. Oh, dear, dear, dear. Any road up. Good luck with the planting then, Shirley.
Okay.
And hopefully that made sense for you.
Okay.
Thanks, my dear. Oh, what do you think of Davina McCall, by the way?
Not a lot.
Oh, okay.
Bye.
Oh, bye then.
That told you.
What is going on there? There's a duck on. Why is there a duck on?
I don't know.
Right, good luck with your planting, love.
I thought she was talking about motorways.
So did I. Right, so you drove down the M40. By the way, what do you think of Davina McCall? What?
For goodness sake.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, excuse me. What have we got in here now? There's some kind of duck. It's ridiculous.
Why is there a duck? We need to make our show as random as this.
Oh, dear.
I love it. The end bit is my favourite.
Oh, what do you think of Davina McCall, by the way?
Not a lot.
Oh, okay.
Podcast. All right, just ask you, what's your passing in your tummy at the moment?
Two cups of tea.
Two cups of tea! In my tummy, party, party! Yeah! Anything else?
A banana.
A banana! Yeah! In my tummy, have you a party in your tummy? Yeah! Anything else?
Raspberry yoghurt.
Raspberry yoghurt in your tummy! In my tummy, party, party! Oh, that's a horrible mix.
Well, I'm saving myself because you're buying dinner tonight, aren't you?
Huh?
We're all going out for a show meeting.
Yeah.
And you're buying dinner.
No, that's not... Well, that's not... What, well, that's not the email
that
I got.
That's what we're all assuming.
No, I've got to watch my money at the moment. I'm giving it away willy and indeed nilly to everyone.
Okay. Mm.
Anyway, if you missed this tummy song, it's from a mad TV show for kids on Nick Jr. It's called Yo Gabba Gabba. It's brilliant. And they have a song with lots of different kind of characters having a party in someone's tummy. There's a chicken having a party in the tummy, which is brilliant. Chicken! Yeah! In my tummy, party, party! And some cheese. Cheese! Yeah!
in my tummy, party, party.
And some juice.
Juice.
Yeah!
In my tummy.
They could have done this on Vernon's game show.
What, party in my tummy? That, they should be on Beat the Star.
Yeah.
They? Now, there is a potential health hazard that goes along with this song. Now, Gemma's about to tell us. Hi, Gemma.
Hi, Scott.
Right, so what's been happening?
Well, I was getting up this morning. I put the Yo Gabba Gabba song on, like you do.
Right, hang on a second. Where did you get that from?
One of my friends sent me it.
Okay, right. So was it on your phone or something?
No, I think it was on YouTube.
Okay, fair enough. So you put that on as soon as you got up?
Yeah, as soon as I got up, because I'm cool like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was dancing around my room to it, and there was a bit of an unfortunate incident.
Right.
One of my boobs managed to fly up, and it hit me in the face, and it is now bruised.
Mm. One of your boobs flew up and hit you in the face?
Yes.
And your boob is bruised or your face is bruised?
My boob is bruised.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're going to have to ask this question, Scott, because we both want to know the same thing.
They must be massive!
they're quite sizeable.
Oh, my God! To actually get a boob bruise from doing the Party in My Tummy song?
If you're bouncing enough, apparently.
Were you topless, or did it fly out of whatever you had on?
It flew out of my pyjama top.
Right. Okay, good. So she's just woken up this morning. Gemma, get her bed. Whey!
In my tummy, party, party!
Yeah! Whack! Ow!
Yeah, something like that.
Right. And you just want to warn other ladies who might be in the same position?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's a potential health hazard with that song.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for pointing that out, Gemma.
I quite like the fact that at the moment Becky's now trying to hit herself in the face with her boob, and she has no chance of doing it. I didn't mean it like that in a rude way, but...
She actually did try and do that then.
Yeah.
A couple of times. Just had a little go to see if she could actually whack her face with her boob. Don't try that at home. All right, I love you, Gemma.
Love you, Scott.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.